Okay, so we're going to start again from the beginning. So because we have to get the floppy Maria. So with the milk, that also applies to Chaya and Of and Basar, but not to Dagim HaChagav. And then it says, HaNodem and HaBasar, Motev Besar Dagim HaChagav. But if the same thing, if you know there from Basar, also, Chaya and Of is included, but not Dagim HaChagav. Okay, so now the Gemara picks up. So the Gemara is making a deduction about, presumably at the beginning of the Mishnah. When it says, Kal Basar, Zavash V'Chalav, right? So what's it referring to? So it says that includes. It means it includes everything except for Dagim HaChagav. But Of, so it says Ha'Of, Aser Min De'Oraisa. Okay, but Of must be apparently Aser Min De'Oraisa. So right away that's a little bit tricky because how do you deduce that? Right, I mean that's gonna be a problem. How do Gemara deduce that Of is Aser De'Oraisa? All you have right to deduce from Pshat of the Mishnah is that Of and Chaya are Aser. Right, you don't have a right to deduce that the deraisa. Right? What right do you have to deduce the deraisa?
Doesn't it just come down to the question of what the mission is?
But the mission is saying that it's aser. Right. The mission says that it's aser to cook all meat with basar and chalav except for dagim chagav, implying that off is aser. But how do you know that it's deraisa? I mean, that's basically the issue here, right? But that's the thing Mara assumes. Rashi says, "Kesalgadai the chayes of deraisa, the masnis and deraisa kama." So Rashi just says, "No, that's the thing Mara thought." Gemara thought that it was deraisa. Okay, I wish we have to explain why it is, but that's what it thought. So the Gemara at this point thought in the Mishnah is this deraisa. It's talking about the deraisa. I guess why say it's Darabanan? Darabanan is Chiddush or something like that. So therefore, we assume it's deraisa. Fine, so let's leave that go for a little bit, okay? So that's the Gemara assuming. So it says, so come on. Do look at Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, Amr Chayyav of Inam and Torah. Because Rabbi Kiva happens to hold that Chayyav of Inam and Darabanan. But our Mishnah seems to be holding that Chaya and Of are Deoraisa.
Is that a Gemara elsewhere?
That's what we did. That was what we did before Sukkot. That's the Machlokas between, yeah, Rabbi Kiva, it's a Mishnah. And Kufi Gimel. That Rabbi Kiva holds that whole thing.
Yeah.
That it's only, that has a Chalavim, that whole thing, or Gedi, 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 the three Gedis, right? So either way, that's Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva holds that is on in Darabana. So therefore, it seems like a mission is not like Rabbi Akiva. But I think once the name of Seifa, you know, the men of Basar, but the Besar Dagum Chagavim, Ha'of Asar. The implication of Mishnah is that if you make a nether against Basar, it includes Of. Asan Rabbi Akiva, Dama Kalmil Dimil Lechlashlech, Barmineu. But that's Shita Rabbi Akiva. With regard to Nadarim, we know that that's the only Shita who holds that way. It's Rabbi Akiva. Right? Which we already discussed. Okay? So isn't our mission Rabbi Akiva? Is our mission not Rabbi Akiva?
Okay. We think that the Seifa is Rabbi Akiva.
The Seifa has to be Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva says you go by Nadarim, you go by
Mishliach.
Therefore, it is Rabbi Akiva. That's why it's
okay.
Asar.
Right.
But the Reisha can't be Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva holds holds off as Darabanan.
Right.
So it seems like a contradiction. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst problem. Okay, so we're gonna skip. Forget the Nadarim part. Okay, let's skip that. So the Gemara answers. Okay, I just don't read it. There's a Brisa by Nadarim. So it says, Reisha, you see, just give down a little bit, Reisha Rabbanan Reseifa Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so that's the first answer. First answer is that no. That really, the Reisha, I'm sorry, my bad. That's the question. Reisha Rabbanan Reseifa Rabbi Akiva. So that doesn't make sense. The Reisha, it sounds like it's Rabbanan, Reseifa sounds like Rabbi Akiva. So that's the question. Okay, that's the question. Because who is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, like we mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, is the standard assumption is he's simply quoting different Tanakh statements which he holds by. So this Tanakh statement, who is it? Who made this Tanakh statement? Is this Tanakh statement made by the Racham or Rabbi Akiva? It doesn't work out either way. So we have a problem. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hi, Venosev Laliba the Tanoi, Venadon Savak Rabbi Akiva, Zavachal Savak Rabban. So the answer is no. That in this mission, Rabbi Yunasi wasn't simply recording copying over a statement which existed, which was out there, but he was an original writer. He was writing on his own. And he was picking and choosing the shittas which he held by. So when it came to Nadara Mihal like Rabbi Akiva, when it came to Moshe Kalb, he held like the Rabbanan. Okay. So therefore, it's not a problem. Again, there's two capacities of Rabbi Yonasi's function in putting together the Mishnah. Because there was a lot of, that was the thing, on the day, I think there are a lot of Tanakh statements out there, which he sifted through, we have a ton of them, and he chose the ones which are, but he, in general, he didn't write things on his own, in general, he would just collecting the ones which he held were essential. So therefore, the Gemara shows that you can't understand this Mishnah to be that way. Because who is it? Whose statement is he collecting? It can't be either one. So what's the problem? So it's saying is that you have to say, no, he wasn't acting in that role. And Rabbi Yonasi, another capacity which he acted in compiling the Mishnah, is not just compiling things which existed, but in writing his own things. So this you can have to say. So this is Rabbi Yosef saying that he was writing on his own here. Okay? And therefore, he happened to hold a split position. So that's his statement. Okay? Fine. Okay? Good. So that's the first answer. Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Akiva. No. Really, it's Rabbi Akiva. Right? And therefore, by Nadar, it's fine. Because Nadar is Rabbi Akiva. The question is, Rabbi Akiva holds that Oph is Midrabanan, and our Mishnah implies it's Deraisa. The Gemara says, Vahachi Kamar. Kal HaBasar Asar Lavashal B'Chalav. All meat is also to cook with Chalav. Mehem Midirei Torah, who mehen Midirei Sof. Chutz M'Sar Dagim Chagav. She'en Amlo Midirei Torah, so when it equates, it says kol basar asar lavashal b'chalav, namely it's equating basar and Oph and chaya, it doesn't mean they're all deraisa. No, it just means some of them are deraisa, some of them are rabbanon. Okay, except for the anchovim, which is neither, which is mutter totally. So therefore, the premise of the Gemara's question, which was that it's all deraisa, Ravashi is refuting and saying no.
So speaking halachically, basically.
Sir, right, right. Saying it's Asr. Bottom line is it's Asr. Halachically. Gai Rashi. Yeshu under the Torah, Basar Behem. Yeshu under the Sof, Mechayv Of. Okay. This is... Okay. So, I mean, it seemed like a pretty simple answer. I mean, in a sense, it sounds like the Havamina was difficult. What was the force of the Havamina? I mean, why did the Havamina assume originally that it was the Oraisa? But is there a clue? I mean, is there a clue here in the Gemara? Why did the Gemara think it was the rice originally? Why did they think that, and what's the answer? I think there may be a clue from the Gemara.
According to either Amora?
According to Rashi. And Rashi was learning the Havamina of the Gemara. Well, the Havamina of the Gemara is that they're all deraisa. No, I mean, the first answer is Enechanami, they are all deraisa. Right, so that's not a problem. But Ravashi's saying, no, it's a split. I mean, you could look at it as machlokas even. I mean, Rav Yosef holds really the Mishnah is all deraisa. But Ravashi's saying, no. That the Mishnah is not all deraisa. Some deraisa, some derabanan. But what's the force of the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara is assuming it, just like matter of factly, that they're all deraisa. So what's the basis for that assumption? Let me summarize what they're saying. Okay. So I think, like what David says, I think he said a while, is that the simple way to learn a Mishnah, I mean, a Mishnah is teaching you concepts. I mean, simple pshat in a Mishnah is it's trying to define for you the categories here of Basar V'Chalav. Okay? I mean, that's the assumption. It's telling you halachos, but there's a conceptual framework involved here. And if you're making a statement conceptually, it doesn't make sense to group together in a list, to include together under one heading the Oraisos and the Rabbanos. Because they're two different things. What does he say? Everything's also to cook to eat with meat. All meat is also to eat with milk. Chicken, meat. You don't talk like that. The oraisa is one thing. That's an intrinsic issa de oraisa, dvar Hashem. And then there's the rabbana, which is a siag. So if you're talking conceptually, you don't talk like that. I mean, a simple way to understand the Mishnah, straight Mishnah, is talking conceptually. It's defining the categories here. So it's defining the categories, and it's equating. Kala basar is also basar v'chalav. All meat is united in this regard. It's creating a category where they're all united. All meat is one. There's no difference. All meat is one, and it's also basar v'chalav. So the simple understanding is that conceptually it's all the same thing. So that's deraisa. We know meat is deraisa, so it's a standard assumption. If you just want to read simple Mishnah, simple Shana Mishnah, that's certainly the smooth way to read a Mishnah. As it means, it's creating an equation here. An equation between Kalabasa. Okay? And that's what leads to the problems. Because if you're going to read that way, Rabbi Akiva can't be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva shouldn't talk that way. Rabbi Akiva, if you hold that there's a split, really it's only Basar, and Chala, and Ochayin of Adarabanan, you shouldn't talk. Kalabala, it's all Asar. It's not Asar. It happens to be, it's all Asar, but they're conceptually very different. But Rav Ashi is answering that, no. because of the problem. Rav Ashi wouldn't say this straight away. He wouldn't naturally say this about a Mishnah, but he's saying because of the problem, you're going to have to say, he's concluding, that this Mishnah is really just is not written conceptually. It's not defining the categories. It's telling you the halacha. Okay? It's telling you the punchline. The punchline is it's telling you like halachos of basar. You know what I mean? It's listing out for you. When you don't know, it's like a shulchan aruch of what's basar. So basar regarding bishul, regarding hala, regarding nedarim, and it's telling you that all halachically, all basar is equal insofar as this are bishul, insofar as this are hala, insofar as this are nedarim. Now therefore, that's what he says. But mehem, that's what it means. Mehem midirei Torah, mehem midirei sofrim. That happens to be that conceptually, maybe because of totally different reasons, but punchline, the bottom line, you want to know halachically, they're all equal. Except for that, and then chavah gavim are excluded from it altogether. I mean, so that's what Rashi is saying, is he's shifting the focus on the Mishnah. He's saying that because of the problem, you're going to have to learn that this Mishnah is really not talking definitively, but it's really just giving you the punchline, giving you the halacha. So that's a good point. There are two answers here, Yosef and Narashi. I mean, it would seem that you have two general things about Mishnayos. It would seem that in general, Mishnayos, or Rabbi Yonasi is just compiling. In general, that's what he's doing. He's compiling statements of the Tanaim. That's one general fact about Mishnayos. Another general fact about Mishnayos is about Tanakh statements is that they're talking conceptually, definitively. Okay? Those two general facts basically are impossible here. You can't mutually hold by both of those. You can't hold that this Mishnah is compiling one Shita. It's just basically just a statement of one Shita, and simultaneously hold that it's a conceptual statement. Because if you hold this conceptually as a conceptual statement, that means they're all deraisa. If they're all deraisa, it has to be not be Rabbi Akiva. And if it's not Rabbi Akiva, but the same for is Rabbi Akiva. So something's going to have to give. You're going to have to say something about this Mishnah is out of the ordinary. So Rav Yosef's answer is that what's out of the ordinary is that it's not Rabbi Yonasi as a compiler, but it's Rabbi Yonasi as a writer. He's actually writing originally. That's what he's going to say. He doesn't want to give on the conceptual thing. He's going to say, no, Mishnah's conceptual. But it's not, don't think it's Rabbi Yonasi in the role of just compiling a statement, but he's really writing originally. Rav Yosef's saying, no. Rashi's going the other way. He's saying, no. Is that I'd rather hold that this is a Mishnah like any other Mishnah, that it's Rabbi Yonasi quoting the Shita of someone. But I'll say that this Mishnah is not defining the concepts here, but it's giving halacha. I mean, there are two different, so you're going to have to give on one of those. There are two different ways to answer. But basically, the natural way to read a Mishnah, the two principles in reading a Mishnah is basically can't hold here. Someone's going to have to give. Now, I don't know, how are you going to choose that? I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure what that's based upon. I mean, it's based upon their feel for what's, you know, which is a stronger klal in understanding Mishnayos. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe are there known exceptions? I mean, you see this often in Gemara, that other thing. Rebbe, even Nassalei, but Tanai. I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions to both of these, but I don't know exactly. I don't know how to figure out that they're, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're not even arguing. Maybe they're just, they're giving two different possibilities. I don't have to say that. They're certain. I mean, you have to. Hey, I don't know if they're certain about this. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to know. But that's. I mean, that's a good way to define the difference between the answers. So, you know. Okay. Okay. So Tosus says we'll see. Doesn't go this way. Okay. So it's Tosus Ofasim in the Oraisa. So he starts over just a side point. He says Ha'achanam Evi Matzil Menkar Chaya. Okay. So he also could have said Chaya. Chaya the same as Of. Okay, it's not. He's not telling you. Don't think it's picking on Of as opposed to Chaya. It's the same problem. Okay, there's a star there. Tosus, different Tosus. Base. He says because Chaya is Of is more common, so it picks Of. Whatever. Okay. So it says Venera. The other saga that should derise. Why this? The fact that Martha is derise. I'm mishum the samach hasefa. The gods are halat to achila. The daik of Yosef is samach. So he's saying that for a different reason, as Rabbi Yosef is going to say later. Is that because you have an Isra Allah here? And it's saying that the Isra of Ha'Allah, which is the Rabbanah, and the Gezerah to Achila, is a Gezerah that applies by Chaya and Of. Now that's a Gezerah to Rabbanah. Now if it were the case that Chaya and Of, the Isra of eating Chaya and Of with milk, was only Isra to Rabbanah, then it wouldn't make sense to say there's going to be a Gezerah of bringing them on the table with Of, because that's going to be a Gezerah of Gezerah. Okay? So therefore, the fact that the Mishnah has a Gezerah of Ha'Allah on a Chaya and Of implies a Chaya and Of a Deoraisa. Okay, and that's what Rav Yosef is going to deduce in a second. Okay? So he's saying that's the reason why the Gemara thought that originally. And then the Gemara answered, no, it's not necessarily so. It's possible to say that it's all in the Rabbanon. Okay? And somehow get around that problem, which the Gemara does. Okay? He says, Aval in Lomar, the Diagmin Tani Kalabasar, the Mashmalesh Kalabasar Shava, Zek, Zekaza, Bisar Ov Kibsar Behema. Don't think that it's because the Gemara is assuming that. Okay. So therefore, Tosa says the reason why the Gemara deduced that it was Deoraisa, so it was because of the Xerah problem. Okay, because of the Xerah problem. Because if it were only an Asar Midrabbanan, it wouldn't make sense to have an Isra of Ha'ala. Because the Isra of Ha'ala is like Xerah that maybe, if you bring it on the table, maybe you'll eat them together. And he can tell me, Oph is only Asar to eat Midrabbanan, it wouldn't make sense to say, you can't bring Oph on table because maybe you're going to eat it together with me. And you can't eat it together with me because maybe you're going to end up eating Basar together with me. That's two steps removed. It's Xerah. So therefore, the Gemara assumed there's Deoraisa. But then Rav Ashi comes along and says, no. Is that it could be a star button anyways. What about Xero Xero? He's not bothered by that. Okay, but we'll see that. So what's happening is going to whether that Xero Xero is a problem or not. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to get to. That's why I don't explain that, because that's what the Gemara is going to do. The Gemara is going to have a back and forth about that, whether that's a valid argument or not. Could you ask Xero Xero a problem on the Mishnah? Okay? Assuming it's a star button. So that's why we're going to go further. That's why I hold off on the final list. According to Tosos, everyone holds the Mishnah as a practical list. It has to be, because in the Dharam case, how could he list together the rest of the Rabbanon?
Other than Rav Yosef, who holds that it's conceptual.
He doesn't. That's...
Yeah, not make sense.
Alright, one second. All right. According to Tosos, the Mishnah is definitely practical. It's a Dover Pasha, because of the Dharam. It has to be. So that's not the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi. Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi have nothing to do with that. This is a pasha. It has to be. It's a practical Mishnah. Okay. So therefore, the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi is a different question. Is whether it's tenable to maintain that even though Basar v'chalav, that Oph is Durabbanon, still you have an Isra of Ha'ala on it. Is that possible? Okay, according to Rav Yosef, it was impossible. The fact that you have an Isra Ha'ala on Chaya and Oph, means it must be that it's Deoraisa. And therefore, you're going to have to say that the Mishnah is Rabbi and he's choosing the different sides. Because you can't say it's Darabanan, okay. But Rav Ashi is going to maintain, no. It's possible to say that the Chaya and Oph is Darabanan and still have an Isra Ha'ala on it. And there's no Xero problem. And therefore, you can keep saying that it's all Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so I'm Rav Yosef. So, Shmamina Basar Of Bechalav Deoraisa. You see from our Mishnah that Basar Of Bechalav is a Deoraisa. The fact that there's an Isra Ha'ala on Of shows it must be Basar Of Bechalav is Deoraisa. Kirakuf Dalam and Al, 4 lines in the bottom. 5 lines in the bottom. Tisak Leith Derabanan, because if you wanted to say that the Of is only Derabanan, Achila Gufa Gezera, eating Of Bechalav is a Gezera. V'anan Nigzer Ha'ala Ato Achila. Right, and we're going to then make a gezerah that you can't be Maila Oph on the Shulchan together with milk, because then if you do, you're going to come to eat Chalav with milk, and if you do that, then you're going to come to eat Basar with milk. That's too far removed. That's gezerah. So therefore, the fact that there's a Yisrael on Oph shows it must be that Oph is there. I said. Rashi. Shma mina midasar of ba'ala mishim gezeras achila. Shma mina is achila de midaraisa v'lok Ravashi. Right, again, it's Ravashi. No, it's funny, it's in Rav Yosef. Just because Ravashi wanted to maintain that the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva, because in Rabbi Akiva, you could hold the Mishnah as Durabanan, Sarav Pachalav is Durabanan, right. And you don't have a problem with Xero Xero. So Rav Yosef is saying, no, what do you mean you have a Xero Xero problem? He's attacking. He's saying
you can only do that if you don't have a gzera.
Yeah, but he's saying, how can you do this? It doesn't make sense. He's saying it's not logical to make a gzera here. If we're Durabban, it would be gzera. See, according to Rashi, remember, Rashi was learning the machlokas of Rashi and Yosef wasn't regarding gzera. Gzera hasn't been discussed up until this point. It was simply based upon how you learn the Mishnah. So then, Rav Yosef's coming back and saying, it's very nice you want to read the Mishnah that way, but it's not going to work out with Gezer L'Gzera. You get to Hala, you're going to run into a problem. So therefore, he's attacking Rashi. So you want to read the Mishnah and say that it's practically, it's very nice you can read the Mishnah that way. But what about how you're going to get around the Gezer L'Gzera problem? So you got a problem. It can't be. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. Who told you that you don't say gzera gzera? Right? Seems like one of those columns that you kind of just know to be true. But the Gemara is saying, no, maybe not. I didn't know. Who's to say you can't make gzera gzera? Okay, I'll tell you you do make gzera gzera. So when do you say, right? So when do you say that you can't make gzera gzera? Right? In general, I mean, I thought the Gemara's would say, because they say, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, right? It says, Shomus Mishmarti, you should make you should guard the Torah. So they say, you should make you're guarding the Torah, but you're not guarding the guarding. The Rabban itself is the guarding. So what are you doing? You're guarding the guarding? So that's why they say, you can't make Zerah. That seems to be a good Svara, right? What are you protecting here? You're protecting the Deraisa. You can't be protecting the protection. That's, doesn't, it's not halachi supposed to protect your protection. Halachi is supposed to protect the Deraisa. So by making the gzera, you in a sense you're making the derabanan into a deraisa, something that's that lends itself to protection. But the Gemara is taking the saying who said? Where do you know that from? So the Gemara continues. So the Gemara is not going to just stand on that question. The Gemara says the Tanan. It's a long statement. How do you know you don't make gzera gzera? So the Tanan, because the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Find the source in the Mishnah. Very similar case to ours. It says chalas chutzla aretz nechelas imazor al shulchan. Right. So chalas chutzla aretz is chala is you take a percentage of your flour, right? When you make dough. So you give some of it to the kohen. So it's saying that's an Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but in chutzla aretz, if you make a bread and chutzlar, it's only derabanan. Chalas chutzlar, it's derabanan.
Making it there, or where the grain came from? Or does it matter?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I think it's where the grain came from, I think. Okay, so it's saying, the halacha is, the chalas chutzlar could be eaten with a zar, a non-kohen on the shulchan. Okay, because only a kohen could eat chal. Okay?
But it's not saying the zar is eating, it's saying you could eat it.
Right, the kohen could eat on the table with the zar. Okay? So you tell us to call kohen shiatz, and you give it to any kohen that you want. Okay, let's leave that part out. That's that big toast. That's a different toast. But that's a side point, okay? So this is the whole Mishnah. Okay? So therefore you see... So let's see Rashi. So Rashi explains. Okay? So Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Eino Asur L'Zar Mel Darabanan. It's only Asur for a Zar to eat it mid Darabanan. Ala Chalas Ha'aretz, but Chal Ha'aretz Yol Truma Kariya Rachmana. The Torah calls it Truma. V'Asur L'Zar. If it calls it Lo Yechol Kodesh. So Chalas Chutz La'aretz is deraisa, and it's Aser Achila for Zara deraisa. But Chalas Chutz La'aretz is only Aser for Zara even derabana. Okay? He says, Nechal Zakoine Mazar, Velo Gazrinan, Dilma Shakil Zar Mine Vachal. So he says, and you not go there, apparently in Chalas Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, Chalas Eretz Yisrael, so you can't, a Kohen who's eating Chalas can't eat it with a Zar. A non-coin on the one table. The same problem. V'ala, because he's going to come to eat it. Better he come to eat it. I guess the Zohar is going to come to eat it. He's going to eat your challah, which is the isoform. But the challah's chutzlar, you don't have this problem. And you're not goes there that maybe the Zohar is going to come to eat this challah. Why? Del achila gupalo mitzvah ba'ala mishon gezeiros achilas challah's haaretz. There's no lesser of achila of challah's chutzlar. Is only a gezera, because if you eat chalas chutzlaretz, you can end up eating chalas eretz yisrael, right? and then you're gonna tell me that if you're gonna bring chalas chutzlaretz on the table with normal stuff, the zar is gonna end up eating chalas chutzlaretz, but that's a gezera. Right? So you don't have chalas. He's gonna eat chalas chutzlaretz, which in turn is gonna lead to eating chalas chutzlaretz, and therefore it's mutter. So you see, apparently, there's a halacha, you can't make a gzera gzera. Right? Is this called coin shiurza? Is a filam haaretz. Rashi, she'en v'shamra v'tara. It's because you're allowed to give the chalas chutzlaretz to any coin, even if he's not haaretz, who's not going to be careful about its tyra. Mashen kin v'chalas haaretz. The chsiv losish manas kon l'machzikim toras Hashem. Nachzikim yeshalam manas, v'lo shem achzikim. So when it comes to the chalas chutzlar, you can only give it to a kohen who's machzikim toras Hashem. So be careful with it. But probably chalas chutzlar, there's no halacha like that. You're allowed to give it to any kohen you want. Okay, side point. But Rashi finishes alma back to that thing. But derabanan lo gezrino adalat ochila. So you see, when it comes to nisad derabanan, You know, it goes there, halal to achila. That's going to be a gzera problem. Right? So therefore, that's the argument. So how could, so it must be therefore that oaf, that since we have an isser ha'ala by oaf, it must be that oaf is deraisa. Right?
I didn't.
Okay. So Amarle Abaye, Abaye says no. It's not a good comparison. Okay? It's not a good comparison. You can't bring a raya from there. Okay? And I'll tell you really, you could have a kabid darban. You could have a gzera. Here, I chala, chala is incomparable. Okay? Why? He says that Bish Lama Iyashma Inan Khalas Khutzlaaratz Ba'aretz. Tikalam Exemisham Khalas Aretz Deoraisa Velogazrinan Igalamashma Mina. Okay. So if the facts were as follows, that let's say, because you have like this, it's Khalas Khutzlaaratz, right? Khalas Khutzlaaratz means Khala with the flowers from Khutzlaaratz, the weed, I guess, from Khutzlaaratz. The question is, where are we talking about? Where's this table? Okay? Where's this table? So if the table is in Eretz Yisrael, he's saying then you have a good case. Because the table is in Eretz Yisrael, you're eating a chalas chutzlars on the table with a czar in Eretz Yisrael, right? So if you're going to come, if you're going to bring it on the table, so then it's going to turn out that the czar is going to eat the chalas chutzlars, which is Nesed Rabbanon, okay? And if he does that, then they're in Eretz Yisrael. So he just ate Chalas Chutzlars Darbanon. He's getting Chalas Eretz Yisrael, which is on the next table, or wherever it is, because they're in Eretz Yisrael. You have Chalas Eretz Yisrael all over the place. So if the guy, if the Tsar is going to come to eat Chalas Chutzlars in Eretz Yisrael, then it makes sense that he's going to come to eat Chalas Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so therefore, that would make sense, and therefore that would be a good gzera. That would be a gzera, and if you didn't make that gezeira, then you'd prove to me it must be because you're not allowed to make a gezeira. Okay? If that were the fact. If it were the fact that it was mutter to eat the stuff on the table in Eretz Yisrael, then you have an exact comparison. Okay? Because why didn't they make the gezeira? It must be they didn't make the gezeira because you're not allowed to make a gezeira. Okay? If you don't follow fully, you'll see in a second because he's going to fill it out. But, he says, Abel Hacha Isharis Leis... I'm sorry. Ella Chutzlaretz. But in Chutzlaretz, why is it that you're allowed to put it on the table? You're allowed to eat Chalas Chutzlaretz with the Tsar on the table in the table in Chutzlaretz? Because there's nothing to worry about. What are you worried about? There's nothing to be gozer against. Okay? Nothing to be gozer against. Because there is no. What are you going to say? That if you put it on the table, then he's going to eat Chalas Chutzlaretz. And so, holy chalas chutzlars. What are you going to say? If he eats chalas chutzlars, he's going to eat chalas chutzlars. There's no chalas chutzlars around there in chutzlars. Who has chalas chutzlars around there in chutzlars?
So he's arguing that the kids.
He's saying that the reason why the night goes there isn't because you don't make gzera gzera, but it's simply because there's no reason to make the gzera in the first place. Okay, I'm just going to simple job. I mean, we're going to go rush it, but it's because there's no reason to make the gzera in the first place. It's not going to lead to a deoraisa. It's not going to lead to a deoraisa.
Protect the
Oh, okay, hold on. So you could say, no, it's to protect the Durabanan. No, when you say it's to protect the Durabanan. But hold on a second. But that he'll say, but hold on, let's read a little further. But here, if you allow the guy to put Of and Gvina on the table together, he's going to end up bringing meat to the table with cheese. And then he's going to end up eating basar chov, which is deraisa. So it's going to actually lead to an isur deraisa. So you could, I'll tell you, when can you not make a gzera l'gzera? When it will never lead, you can't protect the derabana. But if it will lead to a deraisa, you could do it. If you're really protecting a deraisa, and it's just in two steps, it'll end up leading to deraisa, then you can make a gzera gzera. The reason why chalas chutzlar is that case is because it will never ever lead to an isur deraisa. It will, the worst, it will lead to an isur derabanan. Because it'll lead chalas chutzlar. It's fine, but how's that ever going to lead to eating chalas Eretz Yisrael? It's never going to lead to that. That's a good question. Okay, good. So that's asking a good question. And this is a major problem, I think, is that you're telling me that the guy, if you're going to be Maila Chalas Chutzlaretz, it will lead you to eat Chalas Chutzlaretz, in Chutzlaretz. But the problem is how's that ever going to lead to an Issa Deraisa, right? It's never going to lead to it, because you're in Chutzlaretz. So then you can ask a question straight. Why can't you eat Chalas Chutzlaretz in Chutzlaretz? What's that? Why is that, Asar?
Isn't it? Is it Issa Deraisa?
Oh, so he says there's a chavta. So then it's a categorical thing. So then this gezeira also should just apply. So it's because then he's saying categorically. Ben's question is saying, so wait. So why is it that you're not allowed to eat chalas? This or chalas chutz laretz, right? This or eating chalas chutz laretz. Where is that isser? Is that only in Eretz Yisrael? Or is that even in chutz laretz?
That we're saying only in
Eretz Yisrael. No, the isser of achilas chalas chutz laretz is both. Is everywhere. Okay? But it's not going to lead. There's no chalas Eretz Yisrael. Let's say in chutz laretz. There's no chalas Eretz Yisrael around altogether. So how's anyone going to ever come to eating a chalas Eretz Yisrael? It would seem you'd have to say, lo plug. Is that there's an Isser of Chalas Chutz Laretz, and Chalas Chutz Laretz could exist in Eretz Yisrael, so we don't differentiate where you happen to be, it's just an Isser on Chalas Chutz Laretz, Chalas Chutz Laretz, Chalas Chutz Laretz. You don't start making distinctions, right? It would seem, otherwise,
right?
Because right? That's what they're saying, there's no Chalas Chutz Laretz around, there's no Chalas Chutz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz. Oh, but if that's the case, now you're telling me that you can't differentiate between where you happen to be. Chalas Chutz Laretz is a category. Oh, so if that's the case, when it comes to Ha'ala, why don't you say the same thing? That if you come to eat Chalas Chutz, if you're Maila Chalas Chutz Laretz, you're going to end up eating Chalas Chutz Laretz, which is going to lead you to eating Chalas Chutz Yisrael. Well, how do you start making this distinction? Well, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, then I understand. But if you're in Chutz Laretz, no, then it's different. What do you mean? That's the whole point, is that the very Isser itself shows you that when it comes to Chalas Chutz Laretz, you say low plug and you don't differentiate where you happen to be. So now, why all of a sudden now are you starting to differentiate like that?
Yeah,
sure. So that's one problem. Okay, but let's read Rashi. Rashi's in explaining the Gemara, he throws in some things here, which you don't know exactly why he's throwing them in. Okay, Bishlama, right? Bishlama, it's not so much, but Bishlama, Yashmin Chalas, Chutzlars, Baratz. Shehivia la aratz that you brought into Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ashma inon de'afagav di'esh kan chalad aratz. Even though there is chalad de oraisa because you're in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ikol ha'megzaratu ha. And it lends itself to the gezera. Di'maskas chalas chutz la aratz. Because if you bring chalas chutz aratz onto the table. Asi la suke chalas aratz. U'mechla zar. And then you're going to bring chalas aratz and then zar is going to eat it. Then ha've'ikol ha'mashma mina. Nasni sonami. Right, in other words, then you'd be able to deduce from our mission also. Ilo da achilas of deraisa, if not for the fact that achilas of deraisa, lo ave gozer ala to achila. Lo to the behemah. Because you wouldn't be able to be gozer ala to achila of oaf, nor atu ala of behemah. Because if it were the case that we weren't gozer in Eretz Yisrael itself, then you'd have to say it's kosek zera l'gzera, in which case you wouldn't be able to be gozer on oaf also for the rabbanon. So therefore, the conclusion would be it must be oaf as deraisa. That's fine. Ela b'chutz la'aretz, and chutz la'aretz taima mishun delekal megzer atu shemes deraisa. The reason why, but the reason why chutz la'aretz we're not gozer on chalas chutz la'aretz of halal on chalas chutz la'aretz in chutz la'aretz is not because zera l'gzera. But it's because there's no deraisa that you could attach it to. Because there is no chalas chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael. In chutz laretz. There's no chalas Eretz Yisrael in chutz laretz. Okay, so that's fine. That's not the hard Rashi. Aval hacha. Now here's what is, yes, interesting. Aval hacha afagav de lo ibailan lemegzar ha laaso atu achilaso. Even though we can't be gozer Allah of chicken, atu achila of chicken, ikal amegzer ha'alaso atu ha'alas ve'achilas basar behema, you could be gozer ha'ala of chicken, atu ha'ala and achila of basar. Dechimasik lehu, hainu achila, because when you bring it to the table, that is achila. De'asi lamechlenu ba'adadi, is he going to come to eat them together?
Just say it again.
I know. That's his problem. Is what is he saying? It's pshat even. It's very difficult to know what he's saying. I mean, I could read it again, but I'll tell you what it looks like he's trying to do. But you have to fill in the blanks. There's no way I can translate. If you want me, translation. But let me. But one hand, it seems like what he's trying to do is like this. Is that? But this has to be explained. But there's two ways to make the gezeira here. Because you have a deraisa, which is eating meat and milk. Okay. You have a derabanan of of bringing chicken and milk to the table. Okay, that's what we want to get to. Now the question is, how do you get there? Okay, there's two isurim here. Okay, there are two durabanans. Step one, there are two durabanans. There's durabanan of bringing meat to the table. That's one track. Not only is it supposed to eat meat, but it's supposed to bring meat to the table. Mm-hmm. Then there's another isur of eating chicken and milk. Okay, there's two different durabanans, mm-hmm. which definitely both exist. Mm-hmm. Isur of bringing meat to the table, isur of eating chicken and meat. Chicken and milk. Okay? Now the question is, this new gezeira which you're trying to create of bringing chicken and milk to the table, what's that atu? Is that saying that let's say I bring chicken and milk to the table. Is it pshat, then I'm going to eat chicken and milk, which in turn I'm going to eat meat and milk? That Rashi is saying, no, that's not going to work. You can't do that for some reason. That's not a valid gezeira. But no, it's not because of that. It's because if I bring chicken and milk to the table, I'm going to bring meat and milk to the table, which in turn is going to lead me to eating meat and milk. That you could do. Because somehow that's better. That's what Rashi's trying to do. And that's what he's talking a lot of, explaining why that's better.
What was the first one?
But the first thing, you know. I mean, the question is, why does Rashi have to start doing this? I mean, it does seem, if you look at the Gemara carefully, you'll see the Gemara seems to do this. Rashi's not making it up. It seems like he's getting from the Gemara. The question is, why is this necessary? To answer the challah problem, it seemed like the answer to the challah problem because of that, the chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael thing. So why is this, it seems like another dimension to the answer. Like, where does this whole thing come in? Okay, but that's, I mean, the question is, what's the difference? And how Rashi's trying to explain himself. He is talking. But it's very hard to understand now what it means. You'll see, it sounds like it's contradictory. Because he says that when you bring it, that is achila. Because you'll come to eating it. But anyway, that's a contradiction. Is it achila, or is it that you're going to come to eat it together? Because you have to go over the Rashi. You have to read it carefully. That Rashi. Rashi Abba Balhacha. Okay. Is difficult. Also, again, the achala question. Maybe for the achala question, maybe we should look at the Mishnah on achala. The Mishnah there, which is quoting. It might be Shaykh. I'll let you know about that. Okay.
Thank you.